The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Good day, loyal listeners. This is Dr. Fiona Lovely of Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, Making Hormones Make Sense. I hope everyone's having a good day. I spent a great deal of time pondering what I was going to say to you today. For those of you in America or in North America who have just been through the experience of the United States election, I think there's a lot to be said, and I've really grappled with whether or not it's my place to go there. This is, after all, a podcast about menopause. However, in the time that I have been recording these episodes for you, it has become obvious to me that what women are seeking is a clear voice of spirit that says, it's okay to be who you are. And for whatever reason, I occasionally bring that to you in a way that seems to be helpful. And I didn't want to not address this issue. And I think it's really a humanity issue, a human rights issue, if you will, because to me that would be sweeping it under the carpet. And I think we've done enough of that. Haven't we done enough of that? I know I have in my life, so maybe you feel the same way. So let me be clear. I'm Canadian, which means it doesn't matter which candidate I would have voted for. But I will say this. I am a humanist, and I care deeply about what my brothers and sisters are up to. And in this case, actually, my husband is from the United States, and his family still lives in the United States. So this is an issue that was often discussed in our household and is something that's very close to me. So let me say a few things about it, because I think I opened the door a few weeks back when I recorded a cast in reaction to one of the candidates using his power and wealth to do whatever he wished to do with a woman, and which is deeply offensive to me still. However, it's what it is, as they say. So here we go. I'm concerned about the human condition. To me, kindness and compassion is how all human beings deserve to be treated. This is a difficult thing to think about when considering the racist homophobe that lives next door, or the misogynist who thinks it's okay to slander women in every possible manner, or the murderer, or the sexual abuser. But I think our greatest spiritual teachers would say that love, kindness, and compassion are the ways that we overcome. So I'm going to leave that with you. But what I'm left thinking about for you as my listeners, for myself, for my community, for my nieces, is what are you here for? What is truly the role that you arrived on this planet for? Do you know? Maybe you know, and you've just spent a lifetime ignoring it or making excuses for it or allowing somebody else to be that. Because, you know, we live in a world where women are often our own worst enemies. We're often the ones saying things like, who does she think she is? I certainly have had plenty of that in my life. And could it be that this was part of what happened with this particular election occasion? Maybe. So let's go back to, what are you here for? You choose the roles you wish to play. And what we don't realize is that a lot of those roles are given to us by other people. So the question you ask yourself is, do you remember who you were before they told you who you were supposed to be? And that who is mother, father, teacher, preacher. Do you remember your crazy, weird, innocent, lovely, authentic self as a child? Can you remember those feelings? You see, now is the time for authenticity more than ever before. It's time for you to find out what that is, what that writing on your soul is, and express it. Not just because at perimenopause and beyond, we get to experience puberty in reverse, and sometimes far worse, and, you know, have to hold down a job and be a mother and a wife and a good employee and a good child to aging parents, all of those things that stress us every day. But also, that time of perimenopause, as I've spoken about before, throws us up against the doors of all of the shit we haven't dealt with as youngsters. Now's the time, sister. Now's the time to double down on what you believe in. Now's the time to know so certainly who you are and what you're here for that it's not any longer possible for you to get caught up in the antiquated systems of us versus them, because there is no us versus them. Everybody behaves the way they behave because it's the way they've been taught to by their society. So the way we rise above it is to simply not play the game. Don't play the game. Always, always choose kindness over righteousness, because when you're kind to others, you're in turn kind to yourself. And I think that's a big part of what's missing here. Have you fallen prey to not listening to the tune of your own heart, your heart song, as Maddie Stepanek would call it? Are you so out of tune with that, that your purpose has become fitting into the cultural ideal for women of thin, pretty, and quiet? You know, I'm going to tell you to throw off those shackles. Every day in my practice, I hear stories of women shaming other women, whether it's mother shaming or slut shaming or wealth shaming or poverty shaming. Enough. Enough. I am not my sister's keeper. I am my sister, is what Iyanla VanZant says often. We are literally the expression of each other. Kindness, compassion over being correct. Just stop that behavior right now. It's not becoming a lady. Anyways, next I want to say to you is, go deep, but stay narrow. Do you have the vision for your life? Do you know what your desired outcome of your life is? Stay focused daily on that. Be authentic. Be relentless in the pursuit of those desires. And by the way, you figure out those desires by tapping into how you want to feel every day. Do you want to feel conflicted? Do you want to feel pissed off? Do you want to feel like everything is a fight? Or do you want to feel connected and loved and gentle and sexy and authentic and juicy and abundant? That's what I pick over any of the others any day. And once you tap into those feelings and you allow yourself to feel that way, then your life becomes what you feel. So listen, sisters, I know how hard this is when you're in the middle of a hot flash, menopausal anger, pissed off at the world. And now for some of us, we have the problem of being re-traumatized, re-assaulted by the election. And for those of you out there that are listening to me that have been the survivors of abuse, know that there are safe places for you. Reach out to someone who can help you, a mental health professional, a spiritual leader, someone you trust. You don't have to go through this alone, and you're not alone. There are a lot of women feeling that way. So if you're unsure what the deep betrayal you feel after this election is about, it may very well be that it's reminding you of a previous time in your life where at the hands of someone who didn't have your best interests at heart, and now perhaps you're feeling those same feelings. And let's be kind to each other. Who cares if you're blue or red? We're all women and we need to support each other. So reach out to your sister and help. Kindness and compassion. So I always like to end on a couple of things that you can do to sort of tap into that realness, that what are you here for? So I'm going to say this to you. Of course, self-care is a divine responsibility. Listen to the podcasts I've done on self-care. Take some of those ideas and make them real for you today. Be kind to yourself. Take whatever you need to take now in order to start to get back to your true north and the way you feel. Life is short. Time is moving very quickly. And not everyone shares the desires, that your own desires for you. And that's okay. Because when we're all the same, life is very boring. And that's not what we're trying to do here. We're trying to have a safe environment, country, government, society that allows us to be who we need to be. Black, white, yellow, red, purple with pink polka dots, gay, straight. It doesn't matter. None of those things matter. Religious freedom should not matter. Stop playing by the rules of the establishment of old beliefs and be your own person. Be weird. Let your freak flag fly. Let the other freaks find you. This is happiness. Breathe often, deeply. Drink lots of water. Nap when you need to. Eat good food. Educate yourself against ignorance. And know that I don't think there was any right or wrong in this election. I think it's all a matter of our evolution. Because those people who are happy with the outcome will get what they need. And those who are not will rise up and get what they need. There are no mistakes. It's all part of getting us to where we need to go. So please bless and love each other. Know we are one. And know I love you. And I'm grateful every day for my loyal listeners. And I hope very much this has been comfort to you. And I don't wish to deliver platitudes here. I am dead serious about everything I've spoken about today. So if you wish to reach out to me, you can do so by sending me an email, drlovely@drlovely.expert. Please go to our Facebook page, which is Not Your Mother's Menopause Podcast page on Facebook. And until next time, be well. The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you.
The living room is is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.